What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners Podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Trey Lance.
Yes, we are all finally home. Well, actually, Shrieker's not home. That's why he's not here and couldn't get James on today. So it's just going to be me and Jason with you guys today, which is funny because we're going to be doing a fantasy episode. And we are both the one seeds in both of our home leagues. So
because we rigged it.
Yeah. Well, I'm the commissioner of mine, so I have the ability to do that. You don't. We're able to still get the one seed, which is even more impressive than mine.
Right, because you definitely rigged it.
Yeah. So, my league's been going for 6 years now. I've won it twice, and I'm now the one seed, so the odds are, quote-unquote, in my favor to win again. So everyone in my league, everyone that's listening out there probably or always says that I'm corrupt and it's rigged and I just control everything. I'm talking to you, Dave. But yes, I obviously don't do that. It's just whenever the 2 years that I have won, I definitely did not have the best team. So it just kind of seems like obviously there's something going on and no one also has ever won more than once besides me, so that's just what everyone says. But obviously it's not true. I don't actually rig it. But yeah, the year after my championship run, I am currently in first. I mean, I've showed Jason most of the teams in our league. It is definitely not the best of the ones, and it's definitely not a one seed.
It's not, yeah, it's probably not the best, but like my team, I wouldn't say it's the best anymore. The team in second is Hurts, Eckler, Tyreek, Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh. So I'm glad. Yeah.
So you want me to talk about mine first or you want to talk about yours first?
You can go for it.
All right. So the lineup going into the first round is Herbert at quarterback, who I drafted in both of my leagues this year. I don't know why. I just had a good feeling about him. Josh Jacobs, Ramondre Stevenson, Jay Jettas, Cortland Sutton, Pat Freiermuth, Zeke, and then defense and kicker. I drafted Najee very, very early this year. I actually drafted Najee over McCaffrey, which was probably my biggest miss, maybe in fantasy ever. But
yours is a 12-man league, right?
Yeah, 12-man PPR.
Okay.
Yeah, the middle of the year, I was still winning games, but I was like, all right, I'm done with Najee. This can't happen anymore. And Jacobs and Stevenson were both playing well along with Zeke. So I was like, I don't need four running backs. Let me get a third wide receiver because all I have is Jefferson and Sutton. Well, the third receiver that I traded for was Brandon Cooks, who is the wide receiver 55, and Cortland Sutton is wide receiver 44. I was looking at it yesterday. And Herbert is the quarterback. It's crazy how, like, balanced my team is. And then there's just Cortland Sutton. Like, I have Herbert, quarterback 8. Jacobs, who's the running back 2. Stevenson is running back 9. Jefferson, at the moment, actually is wide receiver 1. And then Sutton is wide receiver 44. Pat Freiermuth is tight end 5. Zeke is running back 21. So that's my team going into the playoffs. The only huge change I really made was that Najee trade to get Cooks, but I don't even use him. So that is pretty much it. I mean, I had a 190 or was it 190 2 weeks a few?
Oh, I remember you showing me that. Yeah, I think
it was a week where I had 170 in our league at school, which we'll talk about in a minute, and I had 189. That was the week that Jacobs had that game-winning touchdown against the Seahawks, and he scored 50. And everyone else also was playing really well, so I had a very good week 12. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm the one seed. Do I think I have the best team? Absolutely not. Do I think I have the second, third? Yeah, it's a pretty solid team. It's just, it's a lot better than it actually looks on paper. I'll say that. Because Zeke is a lot better than.
Wait.
Oh shit!
What? Oh my god! It's Metro Boomin. What's up, guys,
it's me, Metro Boomin.
No, I have a. I was like studying all of yesterday, so I had this chat on silent mode, and I forgot to turn it off.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Yeah, I'm currently watching Jurassic Park on one screen and watching the Hawks lose to the Magic on the other.
Jurassic, I haven't seen Jurassic Park in forever.
Pretty money.
We're talking about if you want to.
You guys are talking about what? Sorry, you cut off.
We're talking about fantasy. If you wanted to join.
Sure. I'll talk about my other league because that's the only one I'm in. You know, I've only been in one fantasy league this year.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what Shrieker is that he did not perform very well in our league at school. We'll get to that after we all talk about leagues real quick. So I'm on a mind, Jason, and one of you.
All right. Yeah. So in my home league, it's also been running for 6 years. However, so I co-own it with one of my good friends from home, and we're pretty good every year. But we are known playoff chokers. We constantly get like a top three seed and then lose first or second round. So we got the first seed this year, which is a bye because we do NFL playoffs. So it's huge for us because it means we can't lose in the first round. I mean, the second round is still obviously we could still lose that one, but we're not going to be thinking like that this year. It's a 10-man league, and our QB, this is the only trade we made all year. It was we traded Juju for Justin Fields. Obviously, great trade now. I think we traded for him like after Fields' first huge week, and the guy who had him had Lamar, so he's like, well, I'm not going to need him. Like, you know, I guess I'll take Juju, and ended up working out for us. Our running backs are McCaffrey and Barkley, and then on the bench, Fournette and Brian Robinson. I mean, McCaffrey and Saquon obviously have been amazing. What McCaffrey's three right now. Who's RB1? Oh, it's Eckler.
It is Eckler.
Yeah, all right.
I think Sanders could have put up RB1 stats this week, though. He's playing the Bears.
True, he probably could.
He might drop 40 points this week.
Miles Sanders.
And then our receivers, they're pretty good. Amon-Ra has been consistent all year except the time he was injured. But then Waddle, he's been pretty inconsistent recently. But, like, overall, he's been very good. His past 2 weeks have just not been great with injuries. And I'm not really too worried about him. And then in our flex, we've got Hopkins, who's been great all year. I think even with Kyler Murray out for the year, I think he'll be just fine with Colt McCoy. He's got a tough matchup this week, but after that, he should be fine. And then our main problem is we never have a good tight end. We drafted Kyle Pitts this year, and obviously we know how that turned out.
Don't we?
Yeah. We were lucky enough to pick up Njoku, though, who's been solid. Even though he's been injured, like I said, we just can't really get a tight end, so it's kind of expected. And then we drafted 49ers defense, and Daniel Carlson both have been amazing. So I'm hoping we can make it to the championship. We have not yet, despite being the one seed, I think, like twice. And we've made the playoffs every year, but we are playoff chokers.
That is unfortunate. So
very.
Hopefully you can not be that this year. But
I really hope so.
All right, Shrieker, what's your Legion of Blue team looking like?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about this team that I have right now, with starting with Jalen Hurts, Aaron Jones. It's a one running back and two flex team PPR, and it's Jalen Hurts, Aaron Jones, AJ Brown, DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase, and I think right now I'm starting Foreman, but that very well could switch onto Pacheco for my second flex spot here. I have Eagles defense, and obviously I have to add one Falcons player onto the team. So got to shout out my boy Youngway Koo. He's carrying my kicker position right now. But I like my chances. I have a easier path to the finals compared to other people. But I like my odds this year.
I'd like my chances with Hurts, AJ Brown, and Jamar Chase too.
Yeah. The only thing is there's a guy that has Jay Jettis, and like he has Jay Jettis, D-Hop. Burrow can always go off. Like he'll always have like a 30-point game here and there. Yeah.
What seed are you?
I'm third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I traded a lot for Jamar, and so my standings kind of took a hit. Like, I very well could have finished first, but it was just like kind of tanking just to get Jamar back onto the team.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We're all doing well in our home leagues, but honestly, the same for any of us really can't be said for our league at school. I gotta say, I came into this year with a lot of hope because last year my team was terrible, and I was like, "All right, I'm at the 11th pick, but like, I really don't care. Like, it can't be worse than last year." And through 12 weeks, it was like, I had a solid team. I just couldn't win games. I ended up finishing 10th, so I clawed my way out of last place with two clutch wins in two of the last 3 weeks. I actually was, when the last week came, I was closer to making the playoffs than actually getting last, but yeah, it was just not working. And I mean, our league, you guys can attest to this, is ridiculous with the trading. There's literally like five a week. So I'm genuinely not a person that loves to trade, but in this league, especially where everyone does, I had to. I drafted Stephon Diggs in the beginning of the year, and obviously he was great, but he was kind of the only thing keeping my team together. Like, I was consistently starting A.J. Dillon and DeAndre Swift for a while. And then when DeAndre Swift, I also had Jamal Williams, but then I made one of the worst trades in fantasy history with Jamal Williams and Chris Olave for James Robinson. So
yeah, that one did not. That didn't work out at all.
So, like I said, I clawed myself for the last 2 weeks. That one clawed Jacob out of getting last place entirely. So that was bad. But then in the middle of the season, I traded with Jason and actually Diggs for Brandon Ayuk.
Lamb, Ayuk, and Fournette.
Yeah, Lamb and Ayuk have been very solid for me. Fournette has been all right. Hasn't played as much. Still was able to get out of last. So the way that the final roster looked is Herbert, T. Higgins, T. Lamb, Dawson Knox. Also, T. Higgins was in and out of four games. They'll have a picture of when T. Higgins caught a touchdown against the Jets, and then they it absolutely makes no sense, but whatever. Dawson Knox is my tight end all year. That's also a reason that my team didn't make the playoffs. Chris Godwin, Brandon Ayuk. And then defense and Nick Folk is my pick. Like, that sounds like an eight or seven team. It's just, it was the wins that came for me were just too.
Yeah. As Jared said, there's a lot of trading in this league, which part of that has to do with Shrieker.
Yeah. I mean, when you draft pretty poorly, you kind of are in a position to get asked for trades and trade a lot. Obviously, if some of the players fell away, in my position, I think I wouldn't have traded as much. But because if I started off way better than I usually did, then I wouldn't have traded. My other league, I'm 8-5, and I tanked like the last 4 weeks. So it's not like I'm bad at fantasy football. It's just when I draft pretty bad, I kind of just cascade into a downward spiral.
Yeah. Fair. I traded a lot too. Player I have from my drafted team is Darren Waller, which, like I said, I don't know, kind of weird to me. But my starting lineup, I got Joe Burrow, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Stephon Diggs, Hopkins. Hopefully Goddard actually plays this week. I saw he's coming back from IR, but I guess we don't know for sure yet if he's going to play and how much. And my two flex spots are Kamara and McLaurin. My defense, I have three different defenses right now, kind of just playing it based off matchups. Like this week I'm starting Vikings defense because they're playing the Colts, and I have Jets defense who play the Lions, who are actually very, very tough for fantasy defenses. So,
yeah.
And then I also have Bills defense, which I might start because I guess – the weather's going to be terrible, but And my kicker is Joey Sly. He, yeah. I think I just picked him up like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a good team, especially as a 7 seed. Like that does not sound like a 7 seed team. It's just he didn't have that team all year. He kind of just formed it, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Well, yeah, it helped because I bless you. I think it was like 6-5 or 5-6, and I was like, you know what, 8 teams make it. Like I'm looking, if I can go like 500 or like even win one more game, I should be fine to make the playoffs. So I made a trade for Jamar. I don't remember who I traded, but I don't think I traded much. So obviously, because he was still out for like 4 weeks at the time, so I did that. And then once he got back, someone else in our league was kind of fighting to not get last, and he had, I think, like 3 or 4 players on bye in the last 2 weeks. So I was like, all right, I mean, I'll give you Jamar. And I gave him Treylon Burks and someone else in return for Hopkins, McLaurin, and Jonathan Taylor, because all 3 of them had byes. Like, they weren't going to help him win, and they weren't going to help him not get last. So I kind of took advantage of that, and that's how my team is where it is right now.
Yeah. Definitely better than my team. And again, I thought my team was going to actually be good in this league this year, but God doesn't like me sometimes. So there we go.
I thought it was going to be pretty good too. Cause like, I thought Swift would be good.
Swift was good the first like 3 games. And then Jamal Williams like
took over
for some reason. It's 14 touchdowns on the year, which is crazy. But yeah, so like I thought Swift would be good and we both did. So that was kind of a miss. And speaking of that, we've both prepared for you guys 2 hits and misses that we kind of all had on the year. Now this could be like a hit being like you thought that someone was going to be bad and they were, just something or some like one that you thought was going to be good and obviously ended up being good, just something you got right. And then the same goes for misses, like if you thought that someone was going to really bad and they weren't, then that's a miss. Or if you thought that someone was going to be really good and they sucked, obviously that's a miss too. I don't know if I just had the same thing, but I don't know. But the ones that I wrote down are
right about and 2 of you wrong.
What?
It's pretty much just like 2 things you're right about and 2 things.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I did of each, and
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. So let's start with hits, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start off on the negative part. One of my biggest hits this year was Cam Akers. I thought that he was going to be absolutely terrible because I was like, okay, the Rams have they don't have an offensive line anymore. They're going to be worse. Darrell Henderson is good, and now he's not even on the team anymore. And he's coming back from a torn Achilles, which, like, no one has been able to come back from that and be, like, a functioning person. And, yeah, he's honestly been better over the last couple of weeks, but like overall, this guy's season has been a complete just mess. And I really hit
set. He was a 3rd round pick, right?
Yeah, he was a 3rd round pick. In my home league, he was a 2nd round pick because of all the keepers. And he got drafted above Saquon Barkley, which I thought that was dumb originally, but like,
yeah,
so much worse now. I mean, obviously, you know more than I do, but yeah, the Rams offense, like I manifested it being pretty bad, and it's way worse than I even could have imagined.
I think we both thought like the Rams wouldn't be that good, but like I didn't think they'd be this bad. It's kind of like, well, you know what, they'll like be average and just miss the playoffs. Like, I don't know if you thought the same thing, but like they're just miserable.
Yeah, I think I even had him in. I think I had him as my 7 seed.
Yeah, I think a lot of us had him like either just barely making it or just barely missing.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, he was being drafted like normally, like in our league, like our league is a normal redraft fantasy league. He was being drafted like I want to say around
He was like end of the 3rd, maybe.
Yeah, around where like Etienne was going and. Like, I remember he went, like, a few picks before T. Higgins, and I was like, I hope he doesn't take Higgins. He's like, oh, he took Cam Akers. Okay, so that obviously didn't work. And it's funny, because the kid in my home league that drafted Cam Akers above Saquon, that first game against the Bills, he had 8 points. Or, he had, sorry, he had 0 points. And at halftime of the game, that kid texted me, and he just said, I'm dropping him. And I think he actually did.
And it ended up being, like, a good drop.
That's so yeah, that's my first hit. As I was, he was probably my number one like avoid person on the year. And he, if you listened to me, you probably would have been okay.
Yeah, I'd agree. I guess I'll go with a kind of negative one too. So before the season, I really didn't like Jonathan Taylor. I thought there was no reason to take him in the first pick. Like, just because most of those, okay, first of all, whoever the running back who finishes RB1 the year before never repeats as RB1. So that's the first thing. I mean, if you're going to draft someone first overall, you're expecting them to be first in their position or at least close to it. And that just, I don't really like the first pick in fantasy drafts because you want to get like the best player, and that's so hard to do.
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, because I'd rather like get the fifth pick where you can get Eckler, who's been the best running back so far, because it changes every year. You can never predict who the best running back is. But the reason I thought Taylor was not worth the first pick is because I thought CMC would be. I think, like, I know in our school league, I thought I was going to be able to draft him at 5 because everyone above me was like, oh, no, I don't want to draft him. Like, he's going to get injured. I said before, I don't like to draft based off injuries. And, I mean, years past, it's kind of worked. But, like, this year, you take Saquon and CMC and, like, they haven't been injured. They haven't missed a game. I mean, Saquon kind of didn't really play much last week, but that's also because they got blown out. So, I mean, all the players who've been injured in the past have been doing good this year, except Michael Thomas. He's just a different level of soft, so.
Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice. Yeah, so I really loved CMC coming into this year despite all his injury concerns, and I just did not like Jonathan Taylor because I don't really like running backs who don't get many receptions because they're kind of touchdown dependent. Then, like, I drafted Nick Chubb in our school league, and he's obviously been pretty good all year, but, like, can he really be any better than what he has been because he does not catch the ball? Like, if he doesn't get a touchdown, he's kind of capped at like 15 as his max points, which, like, that's good and all, but as an elite running back, I don't want that. I want like to get close to 20 a week.
Yeah. When you were doing any of that, did you see where Taylor is currently ranked?
He's, I mean, I know he's been doing better recently, but like, I'm looking right now. Oh, he's 23. I mean, he has missed 3 weeks, but still, like, he's averaging 14 points a game. That's not very good. I want to see where that's ranked in points per game for running backs.
I mean, Alvin Kamara has not had that great of a season. Even when he's played, he's missed.
Oh, yeah, he's not been good either.
He's missed two games, but he's...
I think he's been worse than Taylor.
No, he's 6th.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that okay, but that's all from one game.
Most of it, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like I think Taylor's been better than Kamara, like overall throughout the season, because Kamara won owners 1 week, and that's about it. Every other week, he's probably lost them games.
Yeah, there are some teams that are just like, you just don't want anything to do with it. And honestly, the Saints, besides Olave, are like kind of.
I mean, yeah, even Olave is just he. I don't know. Earlier on in the year, I thought like, oh, wow, he's going to be really good. But he just.
Yeah, falling off a little bit.
It's just hard because that offense is really bad. And so Taylor is 16 in running backs for points per game. Below Ramondre, Jamal Williams. Well, I guess Zonovan Knight's kind of an outlier because he hasn't played much, but
he's still below Kamara.
Is he?
By 0.1, but yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll go to another hit I had, which was a positive one. And you guys are probably not going to believe me, but I really like Josh Jacobs going into the year. I drafted him. I drafted him in my home league, and obviously that has worked out so far. I was just like, honestly, I feel like a lot of the reason why he's been so good is because it's a contract year. But which like never really went into my analysis in the offseason at all. But I was just like, Davante Adams is there. He's going to take a lot of attention away from the defense. Josh McDaniels is going to bring a run-oriented scheme into Vegas because that's what they always like to do in New England. And I mean, yeah, he's catching a lot more passes, and he's obviously having like a great year. He is number one in rushing right now by, I believe it's over. Oh my God, yeah, it's 200 yards. He's above Derek
by a lot.
So that's, you know, even more impressive. He's been healthy, which you love to see out of him. I mean, he's just been so good this year. And he was where did he go in our league? It was Ashland.
I get last pick of the third round.
Yeah, so like, which is about where he was going in most drafts. And I was like, I just thought that was going to be good value. And usually that's where you kind of get those running backs that are like, they're either going to really hit or they're going to absolutely.
Or they're going to be awful.
Yeah, and Jacobs honestly had some pretty bad games this year. He started off the year with an 8 and a 9 game and then ripped off 3 30 bombs in a row. And I mean, yeah, he's just been obviously incredible. I mean, I did not expect him to be the second overall player in fantasy, but I expected, like, you know, could I see him finishing at like the 10 or 11 spot? Yeah. And obviously, because I believe last year he finished at like the running back 8 or something like that.
Oh, really?
I think so. Maybe that. Wait, I can check that. 2021. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait, 14 in per game. And overall.
For me, it says he was 11 last year.
Overall 11, yeah. So, like, I don't know. I thought that, like, the situation's better. So, why not? Clearly, yeah, I was right.
Yeah, I remember talking about Jacobs before the year with you. And, like, I liked him, too. And then there was all, like, this – there's a lot of bad news about him. Like, saying, like, the Raiders didn't like him. They like Zamir White. So, I kind of, like, backed off. But, I mean, kudos to you for sticking with it.
Yeah, that – and I remember in that first preseason game, he was, like, playing, like, a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And that's usually when the backups are in. And the fact that he wasn't was like, all right, maybe I'm a little concerned. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to stick with it. And, yeah, I haven't heard Zamir White's name since then. So,
yeah, Zamir White's irrelevant.
Yeah.
All right. My hit is – this one isn't really, like – this was, like, a common sleeper pick. Ramondre Stevenson. I just feel like Patriots running backs like Bill Belichick, every year he uses a different running back. I didn't like Damian Harris. I guess similar to why I don't like Jonathan Taylor, like he doesn't catch the ball. He had so many touchdowns last year and not as many yards. He was just due to regress, and he even got injured then, and Ramondre was just a much better pass catcher. It was kind of known that he was going to catch more passes for them. And then once Damian Harris got injured, it was his backfield. He never looked back. I mean, what is he ranked right now?
He's not. Yeah.
He's been really good running the ball and catching the ball. He's been their best offensive player by far. That's another thing. Like, they have no receivers. Like, no one else in the team is fantasy relevant. And, like, they're still, like, the Patriots, they're always going to be, like, they're never going to be a really bad team. And in order to do that, you have to score. So who's going to score? Ramondre Stevenson.
Yep. Yeah, I drafted him in my home league, but I was high going into our draft because when I drafted him, there wasn't really, like, the real, like, thought that he was going to take over that much, but clearly he did. And yeah, so those are my two running backs, which is fun. Do you have a running back for both of your misses too?
Because
I do.
I don't have a single running back.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so my first miss, and this one's going to be more of a, like, I definitely got this, like, I'm sad that this one didn't work. It's Najee Harris. Last year, he was the running back 3. I drafted him over Christian McCaffrey in my home league, and did I instantly regret it? No, but after the first game, I definitely did. He just wasn't getting the ball in the beginning of the year, and I was just done. And he's gotten it a little more now, but he's currently the running back 17. And a lot of that has come on. Well, not even a lot of that. He hasn't missed a game, so he's been healthy. But yeah, he had a 27 point game against the Bengals, and that was it. Other than that, just mid numbers. Like he would literally put up 10 a week for you. And a guy that pretty much everyone drafted in the first round somewhere. Yeah, that's a miss for a guy to be running back 17 and playing in all of the games. That's not what you want. This offense is really, really bad, and he's really not helping. I don't know how much of it is his fault. There were a lot of rumors about him being like the next Trent Richardson. I don't know about that one, but yeah, he's just been pretty awful. And I think a lot of that does have to do with the team, but it's also like a little bit on him too. Like Jamal Williams, Leonard Fournette, Miles Sanders are that far above you. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's mostly the team. That was one of the reasons, like, I didn't like him. He was going, like, mid-late first round, and I thought that was too high just because, like, the Steelers' offense, like, we knew they were going to be bad. Like, their offensive line's terrible, and now they're getting a rookie QB or Mitch Trubisky who started, so.
Yeah. I mean, with that, like, that didn't really deter me in the beginning, though, because, like, I felt like the offense was also really bad last year.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he was, like, still really good. And then, I don't know. So maybe it is part of a him problem. I don't really know, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, in one of my leagues, I had the 12th pick, and I saw he wasn't taken there. So I was like, oh, I mean, obviously I have to take him at 12. And even that, like, that's a pretty bad pick now. But
yeah,
I don't think anyone could have imagined him being this bad. But, I mean, he has started to do a little better recently, so maybe he can help out in the fantasy playoffs because he does have some good matchups. But
yeah, he's just like a flex now, which is so weird to see. But
yeah, so I have 2.5 misses. I'll start off with my half one. Trey Lance-ish.
Yeah. I mean,
in my defense, he was injured. He only played a game in like a quarter. So
what are you going to do?
Never know what team it'll be on. The 49ers will be like Brock Purdy is the guy. Or Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know. No idea. But then, yeah. So I'm not going to talk about that one too much. But my first one, I thought Michael Pittman would be really good. And he did look pretty good in his first like 2 or 3 games, even with the Colts offense being terrible, but that kind of caught up with him because this offense is terrible. Their offensive line is just not really good, which is kind of surprising to me. And I'm sure many others, like this offensive line was one of the best for the past 2 or 3 years. For some reason, it just hasn't really worked out this year. Matt Ryan hasn't really been good as a result of that offensive line, probably. I mean, he is also old. Like, he's not throwing the ball well. He's definitely not in his prime. So that doesn't help. Okay, I mean, I guess it's not. Still, though, for being wide receiver 9 after missing 4 games is pretty impressive. But
yep. All right, so my last miss is, you're going to like this one, is Saquon Barkley. Throughout the entire offseason, I think he was probably my second guy to avoid after Cam Akers. And I mean, I think my reasoning was still decently valid, being that I thought that the team sucked.
No, I do agree. Like, outside of, like, the injury stuff, which I understand some people are, like, look at that a different way, which I get. But,
That being me. Or one of those being me.
But, yeah, the team, like, it they do suck. So, I do understand that.
And it's not like, obviously they're, 7-5-1, 7-4
Yeah, but they're, like, not. First half was so much different than what they are now.
Yeah, like, their record obviously makes them seem like a good team, but they're not, like, a good team. Like, they're, like...
They're a pretty bad team right now, honestly.
Their offense is, like, a little below... No, honestly, it's decently below average. But even with that, he is still performed really well. I mean, he hasn't been as great over the last... Honestly, kind of the whole second half. But, like, the beginning of the year, he was... ridiculously good. I mean, I feel like he scored every week that the Giants were playing. He was getting probably 30 touches a game, and, you know, he was catching the ball a lot. And even in the games where he wasn't scoring, he was still going absolutely nuts. So, yeah, I mean, he was a guy that you're drafting in, like, what, the beginning of the third round? End of the second round?
Yeah.
In our league, he went a little before that, but still, like, he was just... Especially in the beginning of the year, he was so good. He's still running back 5. He's still been great. And he hasn't gotten injured yet. So, I mean, knock on wood. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of I knew, like, when he played, yeah, he has top 5 potential. And that clearly has happened. And, I mean, if it wasn't for Jacobs and Eckler having ridiculous years, I mean, he's decently behind McCaffrey and Henry. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do feel like, yeah, second half, he hasn't been as good. He has had some tough matchups. So, like, you look at the Lions, and that's like, wow, how do you not score? They've been a very good team recently. They've honestly been a top team in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Dallas, Washington's a pretty good defense. They've been a very good team. Like, they've kind of flip-flopped with the Giants this season.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Philly, and he was hurt for that game. So I think for the fantasy playoffs, he might do better. I mean, Washington, he did pretty good against them last time. And then he has the Vikings, who I guess are a good matchup for running backs, apparently.
He'll do fine.
Yeah, and then the Colts in the fantasy championship, who are also a very good matchup for running backs.
There you go.
All right, my last miss. I think a lot of people were high on this guy, and he just is really bad. And I think it kind of has to do with, like, the Cam Akers thing. It's Allen Robinson. Like, this, yeah, like, this offense, we kind of thought it'd be worse. And the wide receiver 2 in the Rams offense has always been pretty good, like, alongside Cooper Kupp, but, like, the problem is the offense is just so much worse this year. And Allen Robinson is also old. He's not as good as what he was before, early on with the Bears and on the Jaguars. So this was just, like, a really – what is he ranked right now? Like, I don't think he's on any rosters anymore.
Well, he's out for the season.
But, I mean, like – he was dropped before he was out for the season.
He's wide receiver 66.
Yeah, he's been really bad.
He has 3 touchdowns on the year and 4 double-digit games.
Yeah, I mean, where was he being drafted? I mean, he was actually being drafted fairly early.
Like at the end of the 5th, I feel?
Yeah, like 5th or 6th. Let me see. Because I know I drafted him in our school league. I could probably see where.
Yeah, in my home league, I drafted him at the 5-1, but that's obviously because of keepers, and that's, like, a little augmented. But
it says I drafted him 68th, so what is...
That's, like, end of the 6th.
Yeah, okay. Like, he's just been really bad. I really don't have much more to say. He's been really bad. That offense is really bad. The Rams are just a mess.
Correct. All right, so that is that. The last thing that we were going to do for you guys was we're going to try and quickly draft the first round for next year. This is like without real research.
And like obviously a lot could happen in the off season, which would change a lot of these, but it's kind of like,
yeah,
if everything were to stay the same and we were to redraft right now, what would we do?
Yeah, but not like for the rest of the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first. I assume we're just going to like switch off picks.
Yeah, might as well.
All right.
So I have always felt that this guy should always kind of be the first pick in fantasy if he's like, if I can get a guarantee that he is healthy. And he has been that this year. And I mean, he's running back 3 right now, but he also was on a different team for the first half of the year. I mean, if you can't tell where I'm going with that now, I'm taking CMC 1 next year.
I could tell when you first said, like, as long as he's not injured.
Yeah, it's just like, again, if it weren't for Eckler and Jacobs having ridiculous seasons and him having to deal with the whole scheme change in the middle of the year, the fact that he's healthy means, yeah, he's probably going to finish at 1. And I mean, again, he's on the – who doesn't matter the quarterback for that team. All that matters is that Kyle Shanahan is calling the plays. I mean, Eckler is probably less of an injury risk, but I'm still going CMC 1.
Yeah. And then that, I think the second pick is pretty easy. There are wide receivers like Jefferson and Tyreek have scored, or I guess Tyreek is, you know, maybe I'm looking at different scoring but whatever. I mean, they're all very close, but for me, I feel like better running backs are harder to get than better wide receivers. There are more receivers that break out. But, so yeah, I'm going to go with Eckler. He has the lowest floor, or no, sorry, highest floor by far. I mean, he gets like 7 catches a game, maybe 8. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, he's at 11 catch games, 10 catch, 12. Like, he's guaranteed to get you like 15 points as a receiver, which is crazy because he also runs the ball and gets rushing touchdowns. I think he's the safest player in fantasy football.
I'd have to probably agree with that. All right. Yeah, I'm going to still go with the running backs here. And I mean, people have kind of been waiting for this guy to fall off for a while, but I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off. I'm going to go with King Henry at 3. He's the best pure runner in the league, which a lot of people like to use that for Nick Chubb, but I think it's Derrick Henry. I mean, yeah, the Titans are kind of a boring team, but they do one thing really well, and that's run the ball. And I mean, he's already at 275 carries on the year. He's already at about 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. I mean, there are some games where Derrick Henry kind of disappears, and we thought that that was maybe happening in the beginning of the year, but I think to drafts next year, you're really going to see that there is a shortage of running backs. So I think especially at the top of the draft, there are some that you just got to lock up, and I think he's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I like running backs who catch the ball, but obviously you can't go wrong with Derrick Henry because he does get so many touchdowns.
Of course.
I think I'm going to take a wide receiver here, and it's tough, but I want to go with Jefferson, but I feel like there's just so many good receivers. Like, I know Cooper Kupp's still there, but who knows what he's going to be like with his, I mean, he just had surgery on his ankle. I'm going to go with Jefferson. I mean, he's leading the league in receiving yards right now. He's on one of the best offenses in the league. And we have seen recently their defense is not great, which is going to keep them passing. That's one thing I like in receivers. I like them on teams that aren't always
you know, in blowout games, because then they stop passing, obviously. I feel like the Vikings are always playing close, as you can attest to that, Jared.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I mean, I got no complaints about that one. So this is tough. I feel like there's four receivers that are like locks for the first. No, honestly, there's kind of five, but I don't know either. I think I'm gonna also go. No, actually, I'm not gonna go with him. I'm gonna go with a receiver you didn't mention. I'm gonna go with Tyreek at five. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably the highest you'll ever see Tyreek drafted. And I know that he appear in some games, but like, you're seeing how much Tua really likes him. And honestly, going into next year, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of trust Tua over Stafford. I feel like this whole Rams, like, dream team that they have, it literally may have just been a one-year wonder. And, like, I love Kupp, obviously. Like, he's great. Like, I just think I'd trust Tyreek more just because I trust the situation around him more.
That's
on December 14th that I'm saying that. That can change in not that long of time.
Obviously, yeah. I think I'm gonna take Travis Kelce at six.
There you go.
I mean, the gap at him and every other tight end is crazy.
Yes, it is.
And not to mention the fact he's scoring up there two similar amounts of points as other guys still here, like Adams, Diggs, Saquon, Chubb. I mean, Jacobs is still there, so I'm guessing that's where you're gonna go next.
Jacobs? No, not yet. I don't know. The running backs are tough because, like, there's no way that Taylor's not going to be a first-round pick, right? I mean, there's a way.
This is one of those picks where, like, it depends on what happens in the offseason, because say they get, like, maybe they get a new QB. Or...
I mean, yeah, there's three receivers left that I still really like, and then there's three running backs that I still really like. I'm going to stick with one of the receivers. I mean, yeah, Kupp would have been my pick if it wasn't Hill, so I'm just going to Kupp at seven.
Okay. It's tough. There's like three players here that I am still thinking about. I'm guessing you're going to take one that I do. Oh, wait. Okay, four. God. Okay.
We can do a second round, too. This isn't taking that long.
Yeah. It is tough because, like, I'm thinking about, like, what could change in the offseason, but I can't do it like that. I'm going to have to go with Jacobs here.
Okay.
Like, the one reason I was kind of, like, on the fence is because I said, like, well, running back one never repeats. Which I guess he's not running back one right now, but.
Well, that and he might even be on the Raiders.
Yeah, that's why I like kept thinking about, like, I got to think of it like it's just same situation.
Yeah. I feel like I got to go Adam.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. I got to do it. Yeah. I mean, the only problem with that is, yeah, they may not have the same quarterback either. And I feel like that. I don't think that they're going to get much better than what's out there. But yeah.
But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. But he's the best wide receiver. I mean, he has 12 touchdowns. He's tied for first in targets right now.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like I have to.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes my next pick. I wouldn't say it's easy, but I think it's the right choice, and that's Diggs.
Yeah, that was the other receiver I was talking
about. Yeah. I was between my three guys are Jacobs, Diggs, and Adams. And I was like, whichever one you don't take, I'll take the other.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to steal him from you. I'm going six.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
it's him or Taylor, And it's just like, after the season that these guys are having, I can't in my right mind. I think that Taylor will definitely be better next year, but like the season that Saquon's having, I got to do it.
Yeah, and also, never mind. I was gonna say, well, so like you can only imagine our offense gets better and injuries.
Yeah, but... no, I don't think that that's out of the question.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My to round out the first round, I'm gonna go with Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of a guy we've forgotten about because the Bengals did start off pretty slow. And he was injured. But once the Bengals started picking it up, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was wide receiver 1 2 weeks in a row, and then he got injured, came back, had kind of a quiet game for him, which was still pretty solid finish of almost 17 points, and then he was wide receiver 3 again this past week. And I mean, I could argue for him going earlier, but all the players ahead of him have good cases for where they're going to, so...
Yeah. Did you want to do a second round?
We've got enough players to do it. We could.
All right.
I think this would be more interesting, too, because we can do more.
Yeah, like, there's a lot more.
Kind of like, you know, you kind of know who's going to be picked, but.
Yeah, generally. So do you want to take just the teams that you did, or should I just do the next one?
Yeah, just do the next one.
All right. I'm going to take Taylor here just because I think that he would – I was considering him pretty high in the first round, and then I feel like I just have to. I mean, he was the number one last year. I don't think it could really get any worse next year unless he does get injured. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Taylor 13.
All right.
This also, by the way, will be a lot different if Tony Pollard is –
mm-hmm.
In a back by himself.
That's what I was just thinking about.
He would have gone in the first round. I would probably take Pollard over Saquon.
Yeah.
If he's in the Dallas backfield by himself, he's probably going at around that 9 range.
Yeah. I could argue even earlier, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Amon-Ra here. He's another one of those safe players where he gets double-digit targets every game. I mean, he's wide receiver 6 on the year and has missed 3 games. So,
yeah.
Safe pick for me there.
Are we doing it where, like, each – like, are we trying to not do, like, double running back or double whatever?
I'm kind of just, like, doing it based off, like – I'm not really basing it off, like,
You're doing like a ranking. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like this one is more safe. Yeah, I'm going to go with Nick Chubb.
Yep. All right. I was waiting for him to go off.
Yeah, he's not really a guy that I like love to draft, but I mean, as long as he's healthy, which this year he has been, he's a very safe player. He just doesn't have a very high floor in terms of...
Someone has to draft him eventually, and whoever does is normally pretty happy because they get him.
Yeah, that, and it's normally, I mean, this year it wasn't that way, but like it's usually in like the middle to beginning second round. So,
yeah. All right. I'm going to go with, I'm going to take Tony Pollard here.
Good pick.
The way he's played, even while sharing the backfield with Zeke recently, he's still putting up like 20 a game, which is crazy.
Yeah, Zeke, he's getting more and more phased out.
I feel like not even that. It's just they're both so good. Like in my home league, yeah, I mean, Zeke's still putting up really good numbers. Like in my home league, somebody has Zeke and Pollard. He starts them both every week, and it's been working out for him. He's the 3 seed, so.
Yeah, I don't blame him. This one may be a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to go D-Hop.
Oh, I didn't even think of him.
Yeah, I didn't really either. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's still a person. I mean, he ever since he's come back, he's been his old self. So, like, I don't think that one offseason really is going to change that. He's easily the number one guy in that on that team. It's not even close. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. He's a great player, and he has been so consistent over the last couple of years. And then, like, yeah, just the fact that he's a little bit older than everyone, like, I'm not going to hold that against him. So I feel like he's going to go a little under the radar, and he – like, how I felt about Diggs last year, he is, like, nothing is really changing. Like, he is potential to be that wide receiver one. Like, I feel like I'm going to have a similar draft outlook to D-Hop next year.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about him. This is getting tough now. Really gotta think.
Yeah, this is we're in the middle of the second round in a fantasy draft in the middle of December.
Yeah, not ideal. I guess I'll go with CeeDee Lamb here. I mean, ever since Dak's been back, he's been very solid. I mean, it's tough because every once in a while he has a game where he doesn't do much because they can just run the ball. But I just feel more confident in him than AJ Brown because the Eagles are just like both teams run the ball a lot, but the Eagles are just like known for running the ball. I mean, there are games where AJ Brown does absolutely nothing. So I'll go with Lamb here.
Yeah, all right. This pick is definitely off the board a little bit, but if I told you it in like week six, it would have made sense.
I think I know who it is now.
I really like Breece Hall.
That's what I was gonna do after.
He in points per game was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, and that's as a rookie on a Jets team that isn't too bad, and they have a pretty good offensive line, and their quarterback situation is probably only going to get better than what it is right now. I mean, 19 overall is a little early, yeah, but I mean, he was really, really good, and I mean, I don't see guys like Zonovan Knight or Michael Carter really becoming that big of a problem, and they weren't when he was playing, so why would they be next year? I know coming off a torn ACL is tough to deal with, but
yeah. All right. I think next I'm going to go with another rookie running back, and I'm going to take Kenneth Walker. In terms of, obviously, like, his overall rankings are not up there with the elite or someone you would take in the second round, I'd say, but that has to do with him not playing much to start the year because Rashad Penny was still there, which I think – it's clear Kenneth Walker is the better running back, but nonetheless, he didn't play as much. And once Penny was hurt, he took over the backfield, and he hasn't really looked back. He's been amazing, and I don't really see that changing next year.
All right, this is tough. Nah, I'm just going to stop the slide for AJ Brown. I mean, he's having a really great season this year, and I don't really see any reason for that to change. So I feel like I just have to.
Yeah, that's fair. He had to go soon.
Yeah.
Okay. How many more picks are there?
On 22.
Okay. So I have one more pick after this. Next, I'm going to go with the guy who I'm not sure if you would agree with this, but I'm going to take Aaron Jones. It's just the thing is, like, there aren't really many pieces in that Packers offense, and so they got to rely on the running backs. And I think it's quite clear that Aaron Jones is the better running back. It's kind of similar to, like, Pollard and Zeke. Not quite. Like, Dylan's just, like, the fight for yards, and Aaron Jones is like this flashy and like elusive guy, and he gets all the yards, but he also gets a lot of catches, and he also still does get touchdowns, mostly through the air, but he has 6 touchdowns on the year, which is pretty good, I'd say, for an offense that hasn't been that good.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I wouldn't necessarily call this off the No, definitely not off the board. I'm going to go with a guy who has kind of had a disappointing season. Like, you don't really expect him to be this bad from his standards. It's a guy that went, like, second overall over the last couple of whatever. I'm going with Dalvin. I think that, you know, his the way that Kevin O'Connell runs the offense really just isn't built that much for the run. But, I mean, for a guy that has the potential to be a top five guy, to let him slip past the second round, I think would be kind of crazy. So I'm going to go. I mean, you can say the same about Kamara, who I wasn't even honestly considering. You can kind of say the same about DeAndre Swift, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that Dalvin is would just have to be the guy. He's on the best offense out of those guys. So I feel like I just got to go with him.
Yeah, so I'm going to go down a similar route here. He's been kind of banged up recently, but he's still on one of the best teams and best offense in the league. That's Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that was the other guy I was considering.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of similar. Like, he has a talent. He's on a really good offense. It just hasn't really put it together like he normally does.
All right, so that pretty much does it. We got McCaffrey, Eckler, Henry, Jefferson, Tyreek, Travis Kelce, Cooper Kupp, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Saquon, and Ja'Marr Chase to round out the first round. Then Jonathan Taylor, Amon-Ra, Nick Chubb, Tony Pollard, D-Hop, CeeDee Lamb, Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, A.J. Brown, Aaron Jones, Dalvin Cook, and Joe Mixon. For the second.
Mm-hmm.
So, some interesting names left off. There's to see no Alvin Kamara in the first two rounds is interesting. Same with Swift. Same with, like, honestly, Mark Andrews is a guy that was going in the second round. No quarterbacks. We had Tyler Lockett is the wide receiver.
Yeah.
That was fun. Enjoyed that.
Twas.
So everyone, good luck to your teams. The first week of the fantasy playoffs is this week, starting tomorrow with tomorrow at the time that we're recording, with Seattle and San Fran. And, keep looking out for us on TikTok, Route Runners Podcast, and we're going to be still giving you guys our spread picks each and every week. I believe I'm 20-20-2 on the year, which is, like, honestly impressive how mid it is. But well, it's better than below 500, so whatever. But, yeah. So, yeah, good luck to everyone with that. Hope that you guys win your fantasy leagues. Jason, you got anything else before we sign off?
No, good luck to those who are in the playoffs, to those who are not. Better luck next year.
And bad luck to Emmanuel Acho.
Yes, fuck Emmanuel Acho. That is correct.
All right, peace out, guys. See you guys.
Bye.